episode number 241, more of the 2011 Camaro convertible revealed.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So there's some more pictures out this week.
We're going to jump right into it.
Just jump right into it. That's the title of the show.
Okay, fine. Let's not fool around. I mean, I was going to talk about the weather, which sucks.
No.
But I guess I'm not going to be able to talk about how much it sucks.
No. Apparently, Chevrolet is going right after the masses and going right to Facebook to post all their stuff now. Because the second picture of the 2011 Camaro convertible was released this week. The back end shot this time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we posted that picture a couple weeks ago where it's like, what is different about this car?
And we pretty much spelled out what it was.
Yeah, and everybody got it.
Yeah.
And, well, now it's the same car, but taken from the back end, where it's you know, obviously a 2011 convertible.
Which is really a poor time to release it, because it's so cold out.
Isn't it?
See, I knew I'd get the weather.
Because it'll probably come out in the wintertime, too. So
that's true. But, you know, there's going to be some jackass driving around with the top down
there
as soon as he gets
is.
It.
Who's there gonna, always is.
With this car, who could blame him?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's got a couple of issues.
It does?
Well, the one is the shark fin antenna is kind of stuck there.
That doesn't bother me.
No,
nope.
It bothers some people. Right in front of the third eye brake light, too.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the keyhole for the trunk.
It's not between the seats.
It's not between the seats, like the Saab 97X. But I shot an email over to the Camaro team and just said, you know, what's up with that? Why is that there? And they said, relax and tell everybody else to relax. It's just pre-production, just like the headlights on the white test car.
Yeah.
So chances are you're not going to see that keyhole there. Or between the seats.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering if the shark fin antenna isn't the same story.
Where else would they put that?
The antenna?
Yeah. Because you obviously need it for your OnStar and your XM.
I think they need to redesign it.
Really?
Yeah. Does it need to be that big? Seriously?
Probably. Especially for satellite stuff.
What year is this? 1950? Come on, redesign the damn thing. I mean, I got a cell phone that'll do everything that my computer did 5 years ago. Redesign that damn antenna. I hate it on mine, too.
Doesn't bother me none.
Well, lucky you. So anyway, let's talk about the convertible though.
Yeah,
it looks pretty good from behind, despite the two little instances where one won't be there in production.
So obviously, it's a Camaro RS convertible
V6.
Yep,
doesn't matter.
Got the bezel around the taillights there. Everything else looks exactly the same.
Yeah, and that's good.
I like it.
And we've seen pictures of
there's more and more pictures that are coming out too. Yeah. People driving around the streets here.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to run up across one of these one day and probably run myself off the road taking pictures of it.
It does look good, and I think it... So this is going to be the 2011 model.
That's right.
Obviously, because 2010 is pretty much done, is it not?
Yeah, it's pretty much done. I think all the orders now, well, if not now, in a very short time...
A few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will be for the 2011s now.
Guess what? Our cars are outdated. It's the old model now.
I know, it's the old model.
Yeah.
But it is actually 2010 now, the year.
Right, so it still fits. And isn't that how they wanted it to be?
Yeah.
See, it's an old model year, but it's still not an old car. Ha!
That's right. I just hit 2,700 miles on my Camaro this week.
Yeah, I think I'm just under 2,100.
Yeah, this is cool. I like it.
You know what I noticed? Maybe this is also pre-production. I mean, we can really assume that anything that we're looking at really is, but... the backup sensors, are they in a different location for 2011 than they are for the 2010 second half production?
I don't think so. I mean, look, they're right there.
Is that where they normally are?
Yeah, right in the bumper there.
Okay, because I thought for sure I saw them in a different location on another car.
I don't think
Camaro
so.
Camaro was driving up and down M59.
And not very noticeable.
No, I don't like them.
I have no reason to have them on my car, and I'm glad I don't.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Smooth locks will take care of that.
Yeah.
There you go. Smooth locks will take anything. Take care
of
anything.
Your car, it's going to constantly be beeping at you.
Crap! Because it's going to be 0 inches away.
Yeah.
So,
that's it.
I don't know. Do you think you'll get one, Chris?
No.
Because I remember... No? Because I
it's
remember
been too long.
A couple. Oh, really? Yeah. A couple years ago, we were talking, and you were like, "I'm not sure if I'm going to get one or not."
Right. That was if the convertible would come out the same time as the coupe, and obviously it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy with my car now, and we'll keep it until the Z28 comes out. Ooh, maybe.
Well, that's just if it does. Yeah. You know, when it, if it if when if when,
that
if,
I'm when. I'm actually holding out for the Berlinetta.
Yeah, I'm. Gonna just pretend like I didn't hear that. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do. Cause what do I do, Chris, if the Z28 comes out?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I mean, do you want a Z28? I mean, would you want the top dog?
Top dog? Hmm. Well,
or I mean, you pretty much already have a Z28 right now. Well, with all the work you've done to it.
Unless they do something extremely phenomenal. What my
like
car is now. Oh God. don't who cares about that?
Carbon fiber body panels.
Yeah, and I want it $5,000 less than it is now.
Yeah. A-holes. Oh, no problem.
Anyway, my car can smoke any what new Z28 would be out anyway, so you know, stock one that is. So I'm happy with it. Getting a new camshaft.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. So the vert's there.
The vert's there.
And the Camaro won yet another award.
It sure did.
Surprisingly enough.
Won an interior design award.
Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
No. I do like the interior.
I do too.
Because I'm sitting in the driver's seat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting in the passenger seat, you don't have much to look at.
Well, that would pretty much make you the bitch.
If you put it that way.
In other words, I never sit in the passenger seat of my own Camaro.
That's,
no way.
That's the biggest complaint I've heard about the interior.
That it looks funny from the passenger seat?
Uh-huh. It's a blank canvas. There's absolutely nothing to look at when you're in the passenger seat. It's nothing.
What about outside?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what the clear portion of the canopy is, you know, called windows.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just being facetious. You know, I don't think I've really sat in the passenger seat, so I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah.
I should maybe give it a try.
Well, here, this I'll read you a little bit from this article.
Sure.
Here. It says, after more than 2 months of fiddling with knobs, climbing back into seats, scouring about for USB jacks, and generally picking apart 40 new vehicle interiors, the editors of Ward's Automotive Group announced the winners of the 2010 Interior of the Year Awards. The diverse list celebrates everything from sporty affordability and clever functionality to dramatic styling and over-the-top luxury. And here's this year's winners. The Subaru Outback for popular priced car under $29,999. The Infiniti M56 for the premium priced car.
Whatever.
The Lexus HS250H for the hybrid car.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's not going to stop anyways. the Chevrolet Camaro as the sports car.
Yeah!
The Chevrolet Equinox for popular priced truck under $39,999.
Nice.
And then it goes on and on. We got a Volvo, an Acura, a Mazda
Who cares?
Speed, BMW.
Who cares?
And a Porsche Panorama Turbo?
That sounds kind of cool, but who cares? All right. So it won an award for interior. I know that I did not see. I like the interior too. I think I might have mentioned that, but I know that a lot of people just don't. You love it or hate it. You don't think
I love
it's okay.
It. I love it.
I can't believe it won an award.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it did win an award to tell everybody who hates the interior that they have poor taste.
I don't know. Congrats to Micah because you know
Jones. Yeah,
he did a fabulous job designing the interior, and we had him here in the studio a couple of years ago, and he talked about. How he got into cars and designing cars and designing this car. And it's if you haven't heard it, go back a couple of years and listen to it. Mm-hmm. It's a great episode.
I haven't talked to Micah in probably about a year, so yeah. I should give him a buzz and see how he's doing. Maybe he can mention what he might be working on again. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
I think that, you know, the goal was to really come out of the gate with something very bold. And they run that risk of somebody not liking it,
yeah.
You know, of having more people being polarized to it. But in the end, it served its purpose. It did its goal. It became something people talked about. And it's fortunate that some people do indeed like it. If you don't like it, change it. Yeah. I did. I changed a part of mine. I haven't released the pictures yet, though.
Mm.
Secret. So anyway, congratulations to the Camaro team once again. This is a long. We need to compile a list
on a row now.
We need to compile a list of all the awards it's gotten from concept to now. I mean, didn't it win four at the International Auto Show when it was released?
Like every other week, it was winning something.
Camaro wins this. Camaro wins that.
Yeah,
we need to do that. Somebody needs to do that. Free Camaro. There we go. Let's do that. Free Camaro goodie pack from your pals at CamaroZ28.com. If you, yes, you, dear listener, can compile a list of all the awards that the 2010 Camaro has received from concept to now, which is the Interior Design Award.
Okay.
I'm sure if you scour through the forums, you can find all of them, all mentionings of them. So I know that there's been some interims and what like that. So yeah, I got a CamaroZ28.com Camaro prize pack, a bunch of stuff that's just kind of nestled away in my in fact, let me. I haven't been in here in a while.
It's pretty empty in there, or what?
Nope.
There's giving away anything in like 3 months.
There's more. there's more stuff in here, Chris. I don't know where it came from, but there's some good stuff in here. So okay, I'm back out now. Let's close that up. Yeah. Jeez, that thing's heavy.
Yeah.
So get, you know, submit it. I don't know. Post it and then call us. Yes, that's right. Post it in the forums and then call us at the number we'll give you a little bit later. And speaking of calling in.
What?
We've got how many voicemails?
We've got like five.
Five?
Yeah.
And I think you were telling me that it starts off with a special guest, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Jason, Chris, is John Fitzpatrick, or also known now as the Beefmeister. Regarding your comments on the Synergy Green Camaro, I just wanted to feel like I need to defend my honor a little bit, or my at least my no-brainer decisions. Remember, the Synergy Special Edition does have inside the Synergy Green inserts on the instrument panel, and more importantly, the on the seats, it has the Synergy Green stitching. So, although you are correct, the Synergy Green color, exterior color, will be available on all models. It's only through this special edition that you're going to be able to get those items, the green inserts from the factory and the green piping. Now, we are looking at maybe doing the inserts as an accessory piece, but the stitching you're never going to be able to get from the factory. So there is some speciality to that that vehicle. Of course, if the customer only wanted the green exterior, then, you know, he may be disappointed or she may be disappointed by that. But we got so many people saying, hey, I got to have that color on a V8, or, you know, is there any way I can get it with the RS package, that, you know, we were just basically responding to the request and said, you know, we can build it for a limited time. It's only going to probably be available through December. But we, you know, try to address those people who really wanted that green color. So those are the deciding factors that went into the decision, to the no-brainer decision that I made. And, you know, actually the decision is much more than myself. But, you know, that's what went in behind the Synergy Green color. So hope you guys are doing well. And look forward to hearing your after comments after you play this voicemail. Bye.
The Beefmeister.
John Fitzchallenger.
The Beefmeister.
The Beefmeister. If you don't know what we're talking about and what John, our good friend John, brother John, was talking about, listen to last week's episode number, what, 240?
Yep.
Where we talked about the Synergy Green coming to V8, and, you know, whether or not it would upset the current Synergy Green owners thinking that their exclusivity was diminished.
I think that explained it to me more. I didn't realize... in the special edition, Synergy Green, all the extras you got besides just the exterior color. So,
right.
John, thank you so much for clarifying that.
Absolutely.
I think that helps out a little bit, I guess, for the people who actually bought them.
Yeah.
Talking this week with my salesperson I bought my Camaro from, he was not too enthused about the availability of the exterior color Synergy Green, because he's sold, I guess, a bunch, and his customers are definitely going to be pissed.
Well, like John said, the interior is what is going to separate the difference.
Exactly, with the green stitching, and he said the center gauge console and the interior panels, So, yeah, that definitely.
Yeah, I think it, you know.
Sets it apart from just ordering a car in green.
What I think is going to be very cool to see, and I think I will one day, is we're going to see a Synergy Green SS with the right interior pieces. They're going to find a unfortunately, wrecked special edition Synergy Green LT or LS, right?
LT.
No, LS. Shoot, I'm all screwed up.
2LT.
2LT, thank you, yes. And they're going to gank the parts off it and make it a true... Synergy, that'd be very cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be very cool.
With the RS package.
Unfortunate with, you know, for the V6. But, hey, you know what? This is cool. Thanks for the explanation, John Fitzsimmons. The Beefmeister. That's too funny, man. Yeah. So, that was our special voicemail of the day. Anything else that John talked about that we should address, or is that kind of...
No, I think that does it. Well, John, thanks for listening, as usual.
And we'll be expecting your phone call for next week as well. All right, now we move into our regular voicemails, right?
Yep.
All right, very cool.
Hello, Jason, Chris, Mudbone calling. First off, I want to thank the gentleman that called in with the recommendation for the California car cover. I was checking out my computer and reading up on the link that Jason sent me, and my wife laid a catalog on my table there, and I didn't even realize that I got this California car cover catalog. So I was looking through it, and then the guy called in, and you know, I was checking it out. So I don't know which way I'm going to go, but I'm going to definitely make a decision this week. I appreciate all the info. I agree with the Lieutenant Dallas that called in and said make the podcast longer. I listen to you guys every morning, every Monday on the way to work, and I'm only halfway there after watching the podcast. So it definitely makes the time go by nicely, and I know you guys can come up with at least another half an hour's worth of material a week. So I'm all for it. You won't be boring me. I always enjoy the podcast. Take care, guys.
Mudbone and his car cover quest.
California car covers.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
Along with the California car scratcher.
It's not that bad. Yeah, so car covers, man, it's an important recommendation. You can't just grab something and throw it on there. I mean, you can't grab an old dirty sheet.
Do you know who makes the OEM car covers that you can buy from a Chevy dealer for your cars?
I could take a guess, but I may be wrong.
Is it not a high-quality car cover?
No, I'm sure it's actually pretty good.
Because I know they're rather expensive.
Yeah, you're paying for the, you know, officially licensed type thing. It's probably, I don't know, it may be custom-made for them. I would assume Kimberly-Clark makes it because they make the material for all the major car cover manufacturers. I know that Fessler, their car covers are the Covercraft version.
They
just sell it with, you know, saying that it's a Fessler. You know, but it's pretty easy to tell. Don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. SLP's car covers were nice too. I like the material that they were. Yeah. Don't know. It really comes down to preference though. Just you get what you pay for when it comes down to it. So, and by the way, I believe that Lieutenant Dallas is now Captain Dallas. I believe he got promoted. If I read that right, it's either Corporal or Captain. Forgive me if I got it wrong. I think it's Captain. So, congratulations. I think his name is Bob Dallas.
Oh, cool.
Captain Bob Dallas.
Awesome.
I'm going to kick some... anyway, I could take that for an hour, but...
We've got an email here, too.
Yeah?
Let's do the email.
You want to do the email?
Yeah, before we go on to some more voicemails.
Sure. So.
This one comes from someone who wrote us before, Nick the Ninja. He says, hey, it's Ninja again. On the car, I have a Magnaflow exhaust, a 1250-watt sound system.
Damn.
With a new head unit and all new speakers. I also have an aftermarket ground effects and spoiler. I have red LED interior lights, and sorry, guys, but the yellow top battery was just shot this spring. Very disappointing, I know. The windows are already illegally tinted, so I can't do much more there.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Let me know if you need any other info below. In the below is more pictures of the car and its mods. Once again, it's a 1999 Camaro Coupe 3.8 liter V6, and I'm planning on installing a cold air intake. Thanks for your guidance, Nick the Ninja. P.S. Not to confuse you, but the previous owner put a Z28 decal behind the right brake light.
Oh.
So he sent us a bunch more pictures here.
Yeah, we talked about him. He sent us an email, a couple, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Nice pictures. Nice red, it's black stripes.
Good-looking car. I think it might be. Wasn't this his first Camaro?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks really sharp, but
I think he was asking about mods for it.
I think he's on the right path.
Exhaust and intake, so that's perfect.
The next mod I would make, hands down, no question about it, is to remove the Z28 badge from it.
Do it, Nick.
Don't be a poser, my friend.
Do it.
Ain't no shame in your game. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks for sending us those pictures.
Yeah, it looks awesome, man. Keep up the great work. Yeah. If you want to tell us about your car or just talk about anything else that you want,
and want us to talk about it,
and then we'll talk about it, either email or telephone. We strongly encourage you to, or we'll break your legs.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That'll lead us into our next voicemail.
Sweet.
Hey, guys. Great show. Love the new Camaro. My name's Jonathan Brown. I got an 08 Vet Z51 and an 08 CTS with the all-wheel drive and 300 horsepower. Just wanted to give you a heads up on the HUD. I had an 01 Z06 with cam and headers and gears. It's putting out like 485 horsepower, like 415 at the rear wheels. And I wanted the HUD, the heads-up display. So just so you know, it just plugged right in. I bought one, had plugged it right into the dash. Took the little space out where the HUD had to drop. And I used the stock windshield, and it was fine. Was it perfect, like the production? That I can't say. I never noticed the difference, but there was a slight, slight difference. I used it for 6 years. It was cool. You guys could probably do the same with the Camaro. I don't think you have to change the windshield. Mine just plugged right in. I'm not sure about the Camaro, but I wanted to give you a heads up. I don't think you have to change the windshield. Unless you need perfect production spec type thing. Like I said, it just plugged right in. If it does that with the Camaro, you don't have to change the windshield. At least, in the 6 years I had the Z06 with the HUD that I installed myself, I didn't change the windshield. It looked great. Car was awesome. When I bought my 08, though, I blew past the HUD option. Didn't need it. It was kind of gimmicky, and after a while, it wasn't really worth too much other than if the cops were around, I knew what speed I was doing real fast. So, that's my opinion. In my 08, I didn't even bother buying it. But if you guys dig that kind of technology, somebody's got to just, take the chance and see if you can cut out the dash and put the new HUD in. And I don't think you have to change the windshield. Keep up the good work. Your podcast is cool. I can't wait for the new Z28 Camaro to come out with that 556 horsepower supercharged V8. It should be a rock and roll car, just like the SS. Anyways, Jonathan Brown, Old Pan, New Jersey, digging the show. Take care.
He said Jersey, right?
Jersey.
I was thinking New York, Jersey, he's maybe a little accent. Boston, yeah.
Jonathan Brown. Thanks for that call. I think you're a first-time caller, too. No, I don't think we've heard from you before.
I don't think so. So let me get this straight. He installed his own HUD.
Right, in his Vet,
and it didn't have to change the windshield.
Right.
Okay.
So it looked good.
Very cool.
But then when he got his 08 Vet,
he
decided...
Skipped it.
He skipped it.
Yeah.
I had it in my 06 Vet. I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's going to do it, right away. Just like there's some, idiots out there that are... They have the L99 Camaro that they're pretty much stripping out all the AFM and VVT. I don't know who that would, what kind of...
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, but... John, thank you so much for that awesome and extremely enlightening voicemail. Call in often.
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
You got it.
Hey, guys. It's Camaro Man 1022 from the boards. And called, 2 weeks ago and thought, I thought my car was going to be in a podcast, but it wasn't. So I have one question. I'm 16 now, looking for my first car, and I have I'm getting Camaro. I have a Camaro, 94 V6. And I was wondering, like, when we was talking about, you know, y'all was talking about the aftermarket thing, all the aftermarket parts and stuff for Camaros. I was wondering, like, what do you think would be, you know, suitable for just a V6, a 94 V6. I'm not, like, trying to, you know, make it a hot rod or anything, but, you know, I would kind of, you know, want to make it somewhat badass, if you will. Oh, thanks, guys. Let me on good podcast. Bye.
Camaro Man, I think we did play your voicemail, and I think we did talk about this.
I think we did, too.
I think it was in episode number 238 when we talked about aftermarket stuff.
Right.
Or maybe it was 239.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about doing a cold air intake, mm-hmm.
intake
and
exhaust. Yep.
The first things you want to do
always
for your car, wake it up.
Yep. And if nothing else, it just makes it more fun and definitely makes it more badass.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Really. Nobody buys a Camaro to be subtle and delicate.
Right.
That's why they buy a Prius with hybrid synergy drive.
You buy a Camaro to be badass.
Badass.
And be a jerk.
That's right. Just to drive people off the road and carry a switchblade in your sock.
That's a Trans Am guy.
Oh. Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. To listen to AC/DC and drink Schlitz.
Grow a mullet.
Grow a mullet. Live in a trailer. Go to monster truck rallies. Have sex with your sister. Your sister, Chris.
God's sake.
Well, she's got like 75 kids.
Yeah.
Does Mrs. Frezza still listen to this?
I believe so.
Uh-oh. She's going to have my ass for saying that. All right. One more voicemail?
One more.
Hit it.
Hi, Chris and Jason. This is Charlie One from the message boards. My call today isn't based for, you know, to ask you guys a question, but more just to express voice my appreciation that you guys have done. As of today, I am the current new owner of a 2010 Camaro 2SS with the RS option package. I wouldn't probably have done it, you know, been able to purchase my car with the confidence that I have without the information and suggestions that you guys have had. So I want to thank you guys so much for everything that you've done through the podcast, from the information that you provided, the news, and even the suggestions, you know, not to take any of the markups that the dealers have been actually doing earlier. So I want to thank you guys for everything that you've done and helped me in making my decision and gained the confidence I needed to buy my new car, and which I absolutely love. So thank you so much for everything and all the help that you have given me.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Cool. Charlie won with his 2010 Camaro.
I don't know what to say.
Congratulations.
Jeez, man. I'm glad we could help.
Awesome.
Voicemail of the year.
Heck yeah.
So that's Charlie 111,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One.
From the board.
One.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely a long-time listener, definitely not a first-time caller, and definitely a very happy new Camaro owner.
Oh, I want to hear more about it. What color did you get? Did you get stripes?
What the heck?
Did you get automatic? Did you
call
get a six-speed?
Tell us that you got a car without sending us some pictures. I mean, heck, Nick the Ninja sent pictures. You got to send pictures, too. You can't let Nick the Ninja show you up. Congratulations, man.
Awesome.
Get a smooth lock.
Yeah.
That's my all-purpose answer. And enjoy the crap out of it. Man, I can't wait to find out what he got.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very, very cool. Sweet. I want to buy a new Camaro.
We just did last year.
So? I just ate this morning. I'm going to be hungry again later.
That's true.
Mm. Hey, honey, look what I just bought. Remember how I said I wanted to buy a motorcycle? Well, good news, I didn't.
Yeah.
I bought another Camaro instead. But you can drive this one.
Yeah. Need a bigger garage. I need a bigger garage.
Hey, honey, remember how I said I was going to buy a motorcycle? Well, I didn't. I bought a Camaro, and I tore the garage down with the old Camaro.
But good news, it's going to be bigger and better.
Right, and then I can buy that motorcycle I've been wanting.
And you won't have to mow the lawn anymore.
You know, because
it's going to take up the whole backyard.
That's actually a solid argument right there. Because I think that she's tired of mowing the yard while I sit there and drink beer and watch. Just kidding. I have a 13-year-old kid to do that for me.
Nice.
So does it for the voicemails?
That does it for the voicemails.
Oh, man. Kinda...
That was a nice one, though.
Jeez.
Top them all off from Charlie One.
Nice. Can't wait to see which one he got. He didn't even tell us what color.
Yeah.
He's banned. I want to go drive my Camaro now.
Yeah.
I can't. It's missing a cam.
Oh, it's missing.
It's missing a camshaft.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll be fixed in a couple days.
Eh, maybe. Actually, I made a post on my project blog, as per usual. Yep, I showed a picture of a camshaft, and I pretty much said, guess what it is.
Guess what the camshaft
mm-hmm.
is?
That's right.
Or like what kind of camshaft it is, or
that either
all the specs on it?
Well, no, you can get away with not listing the specs because the specs aren't readily known.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's right. I am surprised that more supercharged 6.2-liter V8 Camaros aren't running it, just because it's, as I mentioned in my project blog entry, that it's proven to be a good performer for that sort of combination.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Hmm. So check it out at PhantomSS.com. Buy a smooth lock. Well, is that going to do it? Man, yeah. I don't want this one to end. This was just getting really good.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at my clock here, and I just realized
we're over the 30-minute mark. And
much to Mudbone's happiness.
Yeah, we're not going to go to an hour today.
No.
No, on occasion we may, if we have like a special guest in the studio or something like that, maybe we'll extend the podcast.
Or sometimes we split them in half. Part one, part two. But not this week. We are out of here. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Get your voicemails and emails in. And don't forget your awards list so you can win that CamaroZ28.com Camaro prize pack.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.